Idaho officials say they'll hold off on providing detailed voter information to the president's commission looking into alleged voter fraud. Matt Gillum reports states across the nation are now being told to pause.
On Monday, Vice President Mike Pence's office sent out an email to states saying they should wait before sending the detailed information requested by the Trump administration's Presidential Advisory Commission on Election Integrity. Pence leads the commission along with Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach. The commission had set a July 14th deadline for states to hand over voter information, including names, dates of birth, and the last four digits of each voter's Social Security number. Following a slew of lawsuits by civil liberties groups like the ACLU, Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights Under Law, and a Monday filing by the D.C.-based Electronic Privacy Information Center, the commission now says states should wait until a judge rules on the lawsuits before submitting the requested data. Idaho's Deputy Secretary of State Tim Hurst said today the state will wait for further instructions from the Voter Fraud Commission. In Idaho, the state's voter registration system is public, including voters' names, addresses, and voting history. Even though information like driver's license numbers, Social Security numbers, and dates of birth are collected on voter registration forms, Idaho law says that information is not releasable under the state's public records law. President Trump has falsely claimed massive voter fraud took place in the 2016 election and created the commission to investigate. To date, no evidence has been found supporting the president's claim. For KBSX News, I'm Matt Gillum.